I want you to feel me. This is the real me. I want you to feel me. Yeah. I want you to feel me. Cause I'm the real me. I got no disguise. I remember being younger, and the only thing I feared was time out and thundering. Well, back then, I wasn't a bitch, and you were called a tattletale if you were to snitch. But things have changed and have got a little crazy. Mom's spanking doesn't faze me, calling HRS Amy. And I wasn't a baby, she was being a mom, and I was just 13, a little too headstrong. I'm sorry, Mom, I know it passed, but fuck it. You were trying to raise me, and I was too reluctant. Your rules hadn't sunk in, I wouldn't obey it. So you started punching, cause there was nothing to say. But hey, I made it stronger in the end, made you less of a mother and more of a friend, until the rules I bent that made me me. So, Mom, I'm gonna say one thing.
I want you to feel me. I know. Cause this is the real me. Real. I want you to feel me.
Feel it.
Yeah. I want you to feel me.
I know.
Cause I'll be the real me.
I know.
I got no disguise.
It didn't matter where you were, it didn't matter about the time you get here, fine. And I asked Dad, but what about work? And you say nothing with a simple smirk. But I guess that's why the boss, so you could leave whenever without any cost. And there was never a question of not if you can. Cause Dad, you were my number one fan. Every concert, every play, every award ceremony, every single game, every time that I had even a second of fame, you were there screaming my name. And Dad, thanks, I never said it enough. I took you for granted, it must have been tough. I know a lot of parents, and none can relate, and words can't express how I appreciate. And even though I hate it when you're happy, I don't know why I'm afraid of affection. And sadly I just turn away when you give me a praise. It's unfair, and not how I'm raised, I don't get it. You're my father, it's weird how will I get married if my dad's love I fear? And away from me, you would never steer. I would never find a guy that would still be here.
I want you to feel me.
Feel this.
This is the real me.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to feel me.
Yes.
Yeah. I want you to feel me.
Feel it.
I'll be the real me.
So
in my family.
Feel so real, so real, so real, so real.
If I needed a friend, if I needed a hand, someone to understand, I had two girls just like me. Yep, three bitches in this family. You see, you guys taught me how to hate. You guys taught me how to love and to appreciate. And everything that I have is here for a purpose. You made me get rid of what wasn't worth it. Maybe that's why I worship the shit out of you. Wanna be less like me and more like you. Into the fights too, I didn't mean what I said. I don't know what I would do if you two were dead. And fuck you for telling me to control her. Imagine living with sisters of bipolar disorders, trying to get it in order, trying to stop them from going way over the border and making their life shorter. You couldn't, even if you tried. I'm still the only one in my family who hasn't attempted suicide. I'm still the only one in my family who hasn't attempted suicide.
I want you to feel me. Is this the real me? I want you to feel me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to feel me.
Yeah.